Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Parts.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Be puked all over the front row.
Ew.
We are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the monthly show to get you caught up on anything and everything happening around Major League Baseball. On this month's edition of the program, Dave Bartley is back on the program. He is the co-host of the View from the Bleachers podcast. The View from the Bleachers podcast covers all things baseball. On the program, Dave and I recap the 2021 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby and All-Star Game. But first, I have to get to my top three storylines. My first storyline, of course, is going to be the Home Run Derby, the 2021 Home Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. What a great one it was this year. We had Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals, Salvador Perez from the Kansas City Royals, Pete Alonso from the New York Mets, Matt Olson from the Oakland Athletics, Trey Mancini from the Baltimore Orioles, Joey Gallo. Now, or at that time, he was playing with the Texas Rangers. Now he's a New York Yankee, and Trevor Story from the Colorado Rockies. And, of course, we had the sensation Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels playing in the Home Run Derby. In the semifinals, Soto and Alonso battled to a close one. Alonso would win by one home run, and Trey Mancini and Trevor Story played in the semifinals. Mancini would win by one home run. And then in the final, it was a close one, but Pete Alonso from the New York Mets would repeat as the Home Run Derby champion he won it in 2019. And in this one, he would beat Trey Mancini in the final 23-22. As great as Pete Alonso was, as great as Trey Mancini, Trevor Story, Juan Soto, also Joey Gallo, Matt Olson, Salvador Perez, as great as those competitors were, everyone wanted to see Shohei Ohtani, and rightfully so. This Home Run Derby was outstanding, but people wanted to see Shohei do his thing. Again, he's an MVP candidate this year. The man made history in the All-Star game, becoming the first pitcher to not only pitch in an All-Star game, but also to play as a designated hitter. So that says a lot about Shohei and the talent that he has, and the best is only get better, hopefully, for years to come. In the meantime, the Home Run Derby was exciting. This is the best of the best, and this is probably, in my opinion, the best as a part of the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities, the Home Run Derby. We've seen it throughout the years with Ken Griffey Jr., Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. The list goes on and on in terms of the Home Run Derby, who's won it, and things of that nature. Frank Thomas. You know, the list goes on and on. Juan Gonzalez, Cal Ripken Jr. It's just phenomenal to see this event really be the mainstay of Major League Baseball. Of course, Yoenis Cespedes and Big Poppy David Ortiz. It's just phenomenal. I just love what this Home Run Derby has been all about and what it continues to provide to be a catalyst for the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities. So the Home Run Derby was outstanding this year. And in the final, it was Pete Alonso beating Trey Mancini. And Pete Alonso is now a two-time Home Run Derby champion. My next storyline is going to be the 2021 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it's fun. It's colorful. You know, it's just really a scrimmage game. Nothing too serious. However, history, as I mentioned earlier, was made as Shohei Ohtani was the American League starting pitcher and also the American League starting designated hitter. So when Ohtani was replaced as the pitcher, he could continue as the designated hitter. So, man, I've got to tell you, that was a first in Major League Baseball history. But also, the starting lineup for the American League was Shohei Ohtani, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Xander Bogaerts, Aaron Judge, Rafael Devers, Marcus Semien, Salvador Perez, Teoscar Hernandez, and Cedric Mullins. And for the National League, we had Fernando Tatis Jr., Max Muncy, Nolan Arenado, Freddie Freeman, Nicholas Castellanos, Jesse Winker, JT Realmuto, Brian Reynolds, and you had Adam Frazier. Again, the All-Star game, as I mentioned earlier, is always colorful. It's always entertaining. You always have your home run here and there, your RBIs here and there. Tell you what, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would go on to win the All-Star Game MVP, and he was outstanding. He hit a home run in the contest of his teammate on the American League. Mike Zunino, catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, also hit a home run for the American League. The American League would go on to win 5-2. I get more into the All-Star Game with Dave Bartley coming up in the interview segment, but how about the closing pitcher, Liam Hendricks? Man, Liam from the – I tell you what, Liam – is a pitcher for the Chicago White Sox. And, man, let me tell you, Liam, his language was very colorful, which I get more in-depth and in detail with the in the interview with Dave Bartley coming up. But nevertheless, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is always a lot of fun. It's always entertaining. It's always spectacular in a lot of ways. It's always always some interesting moments you could take away from in the All-Star Game.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
The Dave single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these days. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
And for my last storyline is going to be the trade deadline. A lot of moving pieces were in the fold during the trade deadline. I'll go over some of the trades that were very impactful. The St. Louis Cardinals would acquire pitcher J.A. Happ, and in return, Minnesota would get pitcher John Gant and also pitcher Evan Sisk. Meanwhile, for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Washington Nationals made a trade. The Cardinals would receive pitcher John Lester. He's been a journeyman in Major League Baseball for a long time and still continuing his career. He is the newest member of the St. Louis Cardinals, while the Washington Nationals will receive Lane Thomas. A big move, the Chicago Cubs, the World Series championship team from 2016 with the Cubs, Chris Bryant, guess what? He was traded to the San Francisco Giants. So the Giants will receive Chris Bryant, while the Cubs will receive pitcher Caleb Killian and outfielder Alexander Canario. Also, some more blockbuster trades. Again, the Chicago Cubs organization blowing up that 2016 team, as the New York Mets will receive infielder Javier Baez along with pitcher Trevor Williams, while the Chicago Cubs will receive outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong. Again, a lot of moving parts in this trade deadline. Craig Kimbrell, former Chicago Cub, guess what? He goes from the north side to the south side as the White Sox acquire closing pitcher Craig Kimbrell, while in return the Cubs will receive second baseman Nick Madrigal and pitcher Cody Hewer. And again, some more blockbuster trades that we had. The Atlanta Braves receive outfielder Eddie Rosario, while the Cleveland baseball team will receive infielder Pablo Sandoval. The Toronto Blue Jays will receive pitcher Jose Berrios, while the Minnesota Twins will get shortstop and outfielder Austin Martin, and they get pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson. In 2016, Kyle Schwarber was one of the power hitters for the Chicago Cubs, and at the beginning of the year, he was a member of the Washington Nationals. He's no longer a member of the Nationals, as the Red Sox and the Nationals make a deal, as the Boston Red Sox will receive Kyle Schwarber, outfielder, and in return, the Nationals will receive pitcher Aldo Ramirez. Again, San Diego and Washington made a big trade. The Padres received pitcher Daniel Hudson, while the Nationals will receive pitcher Mason Thompson and shortstop Jordy Barley. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they continue to add to that solid pitching rotation. And again, they're in a win-now mode. They want to repeat for this year and possibly the next 2 years. They're continuing their championship pedigree as the Los Angeles Dodgers make a trade with the Washington Nationals. The Dodgers will receive pitcher Max Scherzer and shortstop Trey Turner. That's big because the Dodgers, they're serious about a repeat and they want to continue to compete in the National League. Meanwhile, the Washington Nationals will receive catcher Keibert Ruiz, pitcher Josiah Gray, outfielder Donovan Casey, and pitcher Gerardo Carrillo. And again, another member of that Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series team, guess what? Gone bye-bye. The New York Yankees have acquired first baseman Anthony Rizzo, while the Chicago Cubs will receive outfielder Kevin Alcantara and pitcher Alexander Vizcaino. So again, man, it's a lot of moves were made. Again, Joey Gallo, no longer a Texas Ranger, he goes to the New York Yankees, while the Rangers in return will receive pitcher Glenn Otto, second baseman Ezekiel Duran, shortstop Josh Smith, and second baseman and outfielder Trevor Hoover. And again, you know, the trade deadline in Major League Baseball is always huge. It's always festive. It's always a lot of fun. And again, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they ship Adam Frazier to the San Diego Padres. So the Padres will get Adam Frazier, and in return, the Pirates will receive infielder Tucapita Marcano, outfielder Jack Suwinski, and pitcher Mitchell Miliano. And, of course, also in the trade deadline, the fine wine that gets better with time, designated hitter Nelson Cruz, traded to the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays will receive Nelson Cruz along with pitcher Calvin Fulcher. And for the Minnesota Twins, in return, they receive pitcher Joe Ryan and pitcher Drew Strotman. And, of course, the Atlanta Braves receive Jock Peterson, outfielder, while the Chicago Cubs will receive first baseman Bryce Ball. So I'm a little perplexed about the Chicago Cubs, man. They gave up a lot. That 2016 team is basically gone. And I don't know. This is quite interesting, right? I thought the Cubs were actually in a position to, you know, try to make a run, try to at least challenge the Dodgers in the National League and to make a run. Evidently, they're looking to rebuild. They're looking to make some things happen. And I don't know. I mean, the Cubs, you know, granted the Cubs, again, the 2016 core, they're gone. They're moving on from them, and they've turned the page, and they're looking to rebuild and to get young and try to get better. Now, as far as winners and losers are concerned, clearly the winner is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Granted, the Dodgers are the defending World Series champions. And they've just added to that solid rotation. Now, you've got Clayton Kershaw and you got Max Scherzer. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? And you've added Trey Turner, another bat. Yes, Scherzer's 37, but Scherzer is still getting it done. And, man, when you put Scherzer into the fold, the Dodgers are positioning themselves to get away from the National League West rival San Diego Padres. So this is big for the Dodgers, and it helps them. It increases their chances of possibly repeating as National League champions, or possibly repeating as World Series champions. So again, this is a big move for the Dodgers, and kudos to them on this one. Also, I want to say just again, a loser, in my opinion, a loser was the Chicago Cubs. I know that this move was inevitable. I knew that they were going to turn the page and get young and try to get better, but it's going to be a while. They trust their farm system. They trust their farm system. They trust the talent that they have on their roster. But I don't know, man. When I see the Cubs, I just have flashbacks of 2016 with Rizzo and Schwarber and Bryant, and also with Baez. But as they say, all good things must come to an end, and certainly the boys from the north side of Chicago are definitely looking forward to making things happen and to look forward to starting a new era at Wrigley Field. Also, I think a big winner, in my opinion, the Boston Red Sox. They continue to add more to their offense, adding Kyle Schwarber, again, a World Series champion, a first-time All-Star when he was a member of the Washington Nationals earlier in the season. Now him going to Boston is going to be a big move that adds another bat to join alongside Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts, J.D. Martinez, Alex Verdugo has developed this game. He's picked up his game as of late, so this could be big for Boston as they challenge the New York Yankees in the American League East. Another winner of the New York Yankees, adding Joey Gallo, also adding Anthony Rizzo. The Yankees need another bat because Boston has been blazing saddles for much of the year. So, again, those are my winners and some of my losers in the trade deadline. So that concludes my first segment on the program. When we come back from the break, I'll have the current league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball, both the American League and the National League. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Listen to some good old-fashioned country. And when you do, cook up the best sausage in the country. Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Naturally hardwood smoked and crafted with just the right blend of spices. Perfect for lunch, dinner, or even right now. Eckrich. You do you.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has you covered from head to toe with the best from Adidas. From balls to backpacks and apparel to footwear, get a fresh Adidas look and gear up to get back to sports with Adidas at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Louisiana Office Solutions Company has the office furniture you have been looking for in traditional to modern, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 in our beautiful, spacious store. Our staff can guide you to maximize your budget and workspace ergonomics. The largest selection of in-stock desk chairs in Louisiana, ready for your in-store test drive. Set up and local delivery is free with your furniture purchase from Louisiana Office Solutions Company, 7643 Florida Boulevard, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or online at order.lasco.com.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on the current league leaders in the American League and the National League. Let's start with the American League. Of course, the reigning 2021 Major League Baseball All-Star Game MVP, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., is leading the American League in batting average. He's hitting .328. Coming up at number two is Michael Brantley from the Houston Astros. He's batting at .326. Cedric Mullins is third from the Baltimore Orioles. He's batting at .319. Coming in at number four is Yuli Gurriel from the Houston Astros. He's batting at .316. And then coming in at fifth is Xander Bogaerts from the Boston Red Sox. He's hitting .307. Next category is home runs. No surprise, Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. He leads the American League in home runs with 37. Coming in at number two is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays. He's hit 33 home runs. Tied for third is Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox and Matt Olson from the Oakland A's. They both have 27 home runs. And coming in fifth place is Joey Gallo, the newest New York Yankee. He's hit 25 home runs. Next category is RBIs. Coming in at number one is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with 83 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Rafael Devers with 82. Coming in at number three is Shohei Ohtani with 81. Coming in fourth is Austin Meadows from the Tampa Bay Rays. He has 76 RBIs. And in fifth is Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox. He has 75 RBIs. Next category is runs scored. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. leads with 80 runs scored. Bo Bichette from the Toronto Blue Jays is second with 79 runs scored. Coming in, actually tied for third, is Jose Altuve from the Houston Astros and Marcus Semien from the Toronto Blue Jays. They both have 76 runs scored. And in fifth is Shohei Ohtani with 72 runs scored. Next category is stolen bases. Coming in at number one is Whit Merrifield from the Kansas City Royals. He has 25 stolen bases. Tied for second is Cedric Mullins from the Baltimore Orioles and Miles Straw from the Houston Astros. They both have 17. Tim Anderson from the Chicago White Sox is fourth. He has 16 stolen bases. Coming in at number five is Bo Bichette. He has 15 stolen bases. Next category that we have is hits. Cedric Mullins from the Baltimore Orioles leads in hits. He has 122. Tied for second is Bo Bichette from the Toronto Blue Jays and David Fletcher from the Los Angeles Angels. They both have 119. Coming in at fourth is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with 118, followed by in the fifth spot is Jonathan Schoop from the Detroit Tigers. He has 112 hits. And the last category that we have is on-base percentage and slugging percentage. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is number one. Coming in at number two is Shohei Ohtani. Coming in at number three is Matt Olson. In fourth is Rafael Devers. And in fifth is Cedric Mullins. Let's move along now to pitching categories. And we have a tie at first place with 10 wins. Chris Bassitt from the Oakland A's, Aaron Saval from the Cleveland Indians, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees, Zach Greinke from the Houston Astros, and Lance Lynn from the Chicago White Sox. They all have 10 wins so far this year. Next category is saves. Liam Hendricks from the Chicago White Sox leads with 25 saves. Coming in at number two is Matt Barnes from the Boston Red Sox. He has 23 saves. Coming in at number three is Raisel Iglesias from the Los Angeles Angels. He has 21 saves. Aroldis Chapman is fourth from the New York Yankees. He has 20 saves. And in fifth is Ryan Pressly from the Houston Astros. He has 18 saves. The next category that we have is ERA, earned run average. Coming in at number one is Lance Lynn from the Chicago White Sox. He has an ERA of 1.91. Coming in at number two is Carlos Rodon, his teammate from the Chicago White Sox. He has an ERA of 2.49. Coming in at number three is Kyle Gibson from the Texas Rangers. He has an ERA of 2.87. Coming in at number four is Sean Manaea from the Oakland A's. He has an ERA of 3.01. And in fifth is Robbie Ray from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has an ERA of 3.04. The next category that we have is strikeouts. Coming in at number one is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He has 176 strikeouts. Coming in at number two is Robbie Ray. He has 150 strikeouts. Coming in at number number four, and number five are all pitchers from the Chicago White Sox. Coming in at number three is Carlos Rodon. He has 149 strikeouts. Coming in at fourth is Lucas Giolito with 143 strikeouts. And in fifth is Dylan Cease with 138 strikeouts. Next category is innings pitched. Coming in at number one is Gerrit Cole. He's pitched 130.1 innings. Coming in at number two is Chris Bassitt. He's pitched 130 innings. Coming in number three is Zach Greinke with 126 innings pitched. Coming in at number four is Lucas Giolito. He has pitched 125 innings. And in fifth is Sean Manaea. He has pitched 122 innings. And the last category that we have is walks, hits, and innings pitched. Coming in at number one is Carlos Rodon, followed by Gerrit Cole at number two. Lance Lynn is third, followed by Jose Berrios from the Toronto Blue Jays. And then in the fifth spot is Chris Bassitt from the Oakland A's. So that takes care of the American League stats as of this time. And now let's move along now to the National League leaders. Coming in at number one in the batting average category is Nick Castellanos from the Cincinnati Reds. He's batting .329. Coming in at number two is the newest Los Angeles Dodger, Trey Turner. He's batting .322. Coming in at number three is the newest member to the San Diego Padres, Adam Frazier. He's batting .320. Coming in at number four is Brian Reynolds from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's hitting at .309. And coming in at number five is Jean Segura from the Philadelphia Phillies. He's batting at .306. Next category that we have is home runs. Coming in at number one is Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres. He's hit 31 home runs so far this year. Coming in at number two, well, actually, at number two is Kyle Schwarber when he was a member of the Washington Nationals, but now he's switched over to the American League as a member of the Boston Red Sox. But currently he's at second at the moment. He's hit 25 home runs. Coming in at number three is Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. He currently has 24 home runs. And then tied for fourth is Pete Alonso from the New York Mets and Freddie Freeman from the Atlanta Braves. They both have 23 home runs. Next category that we have is RBIs. Coming in at number one is Jesus Aguilar from the Miami Marlins. He's driven in 75 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres. He has 71 RBIs. His teammate Fernando Tatis Jr. is third with 70 RBIs. Coming in fourth place is Ozzie Albies from the Atlanta Braves. He has 69 RBIs. And in fifth is Adam Duvall from the Miami Marlins. He has 68 RBIs. Next category is runs scored. Fernando Tatis Jr. has scored 79 runs. He's the league leader in the National League. Coming in at number two is Chris Taylor from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He scored 74 runs. Coming in actually tied for, number three, third and fourth place belongs to the Atlanta Braves. Coming in at number three is Freddie Freeman. He has 73 runs scored. Ronald Acuna Jr. is number four. He has 72 runs scored. And in fifth is Jake Cronenworth from the San Diego Padres. He scored 71 runs. Next category is stolen bases. Coming in at number one again, Fernando Tatis Jr. He's stolen 23 bases. Coming in at number two is Starling Marte from the Oakland A's. He has 22 stolen bases. At number three is Trey Turner, again, the newest member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has 21 stolen bases. Coming in at fourth is Raimel Tapia from the Colorado Rockies. He has 19 stolen bases. And in fifth is Ronald Acuna Jr. with 17 stolen bases. Next category is hits. Adam Frazier from the San Diego Padres has 127 hits, followed by Trey Turner is number two with 125 hits. Jesse Winker from the Cincinnati Reds is third with 115 hits. Brian Reynolds is fourth with 113 hits. And from the Cincinnati Reds, Nick Castellanos is fifth with 111 hits. And the last offensive category that we have is on-base plus slugging percentage. Number one is Fernando Tatis Jr. Number two is Ronald Acuna Jr. Coming in third from the Los Angeles Dodgers is Max Muncy. In fourth is Nick Castellanos. And in fifth is Bryce Harper from the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's move along now to the pitching categories. Tied for first in wins, we have Kyle Hendricks from the Chicago Cubs and Julio Urias from the Los Angeles Dodgers. They both have 12 runs. Coming in third is Walker Buehler from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has 11 wins. Tied for fourth is Anthony DeSclafani from the San Francisco Giants and Charlie Morton from the Atlanta Braves. They both have tied for 10 wins. Next category is in the saves category, we have Mark Melancon from the San Diego Padres. He has 32 saves so far this year. Coming in at number two is Alex Reyes from the St. Louis Cardinals. He has 24 saves. Tied for third is Edwin Diaz from the New York Mets and Craig Kimbrell, now from the Chicago White Sox. They both have 23 saves. And Kenley Jansen is fifth from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has 22 saves. Next category is earned run average. Brandon Woodruff leads the National League in earned run average with an ERA of 2.14. Freddy Peralta from the Milwaukee Brewers is second. He has an ERA of 2.17. Walker Buehler is third from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has an ERA of 2.19. Kevin Gausman from the San Francisco Giants is fourth with an ERA of 2.21. And Trevor Rogers is fifth from the Miami Marlins. He has an ERA of 2.37. Next category is strikeouts. Zach Wheeler leads the National League in strikeouts from the Philadelphia Phillies. He has 165 strikeouts. Coming in at number two is Max Scherzer, the newest member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has 147 strikeouts. And tied for third, Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff from the Milwaukee Brewers and Jacob deGrom from the New York Mets. He has 146 strikeouts. In the next category we have is innings pitched. Zach Wheeler is number one. He's pitched 139 innings. Coming in at number two is Walker Buehler. He's pitched 135 innings. Coming in at number three is Brandon Woodruff with 126 innings pitched. And tied for fourth is Sandy Alcantara and Adam Wainwright. Sandy is from the Miami Marlins, and Adam is from the St. Louis Cardinals. They both pitch 125 innings. And the last category that we have is walks plus hits in innings pitched. Brandon Woodruff is number one, followed by Freddy Peralta is number two. Max Scherzer is number three, Walker Buehler is fourth, and Kevin Gausman is fifth. And those are your current league leaders in the American League, in the National League. Now let's move along now to the current standings. The Boston Red Sox are currently number one in the American League East. They have a record of 63-42. The Tampa Bay Rays are right behind them with a record of 62-42. Next up are the New York Yankees with a record of 54-48. The Toronto Blue Jays are next with a record of 52-48. And the Baltimore Orioles are last with a record of 36-66. In the American League Central now, we have the Chicago White Sox with a record of 60-43. The Cleveland Indians are next with a record of 50 wins and 49 losses. The Detroit Tigers are next with a record of 50-56. The Kansas City Royals are next with a record of 45-57. And the Minnesota Twins are last with a record of 43-61. In the American League West, we have the Houston Astros with a record of 63-40. The Oakland A's are next with a record of 58-46. The Seattle Mariners have a record of 56-48. The Los Angeles Angels have a record of 51-51. And the Texas Rangers come in last with a record of 36-67. Let's move over now to the National League East. The New York Mets still have a first-place lead with a record of 54-48. The Philadelphia Phillies lead with a record of 51-52. The Atlanta Braves have a record of 51-53. The Washington Nationals are next with a record of 48-55. And the Miami Marlins have a record of 44-59. Next category that we have in the next division is the National League Central. The Milwaukee Brewers have a record of 62-42. The Cincinnati Reds have a record of 55-49. The St. Louis Cardinals have a record of 52-51. The Chicago Cubs have a record of 50-55. And the Pittsburgh Pirates have a record of 39-64. The last division that we have in the National League is the National League West. The San Francisco Giants have a record of 64-38. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a record of 62-42. The San Diego Padres next have a record of 60-45. The Colorado Rockies have a record of 44-59. And in last place are the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have a record of 32-71. So that's been your current Major League Baseball standings. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Dave Bartley, co-host of the View from the Bleachers podcast. We recap the 2021 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Dutch.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dutch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
It's been said that those who fail to plan, plan to fail. Which seems like common sense, but when it comes to preparing for natural disasters and other emergencies, this advice is often ignored. In fact, over 60% of Americans have no emergency plan. At Judy, we're committed to changing things. Our emergency kits are designed by experts and come equipped for hurricanes, wildfires, earthquakes, and more. Get prepared for emergencies big or small. Learn more at judy.co. That's J-U-D-Y.co.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, The Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
I want to see these guys.
This is going to be special right now. This is what a lot of people waited for.
So he's on the board, but he's a minute in with one.
Wow.
He calls timeout.
When I called timeout, I was like, oh, don't give me anything. I'm going to throw up. Take it easy.
Mike? And Shohei Ohtani just apparently got words of wisdom from his Angel teammate, Mike Trout.
Oh! Oh! Come on!
He's got himself right back in this competition.
Yes, he has.
Right back in it.
Bro, it's a moonshot every time he hit it.
He needs 7 to win, 6 to tie. Ohtani top deck.
One more, Carl. That's it right there. That ties it.
We have our first swing off.
Wow.
Let's go. Come on.
Here comes Soto with 60 seconds on the clock. First of our tiebreakers.
That's a home, man. Stay there. Yeah. Thank you, Baba. Get the rhythm late.
Ohtani has to do some damage in 60 seconds.
Run it! Inside.
Six wins it, and now it's five that will win it. Another massive shot from Alonso. Four to win it, like a countdown. Three to win it. Two to win it. He's not missing. One more to win it as Alonso comes out of a timeout and walks it off. What a finish. Alonso defends his title. The 2020.
Healthy and happy.
Yeah! Goodbye! Wow! Guerrero Jr. has doubled the lead.
You guys want to see it?
right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and Fox Sports. Of course, the first two highlights that you heard, that was Shohei Ohtani and Juan Soto battling out in the home run derby, and Pete Alonso from the New York Mets repeating as home run derby champion. And then the last audio that you heard was of Toronto Blue Jays Vladimir Guerrero hitting a home run in this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. To recap the home run derby and All-Star Game, let's welcome him back to the program. He's the co-host of the View from the Bleachers podcast, Dave Bartley. Hey, Dave, welcome back.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much, man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. You know, one of the cool things about the Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend is the Home Run Derby. And the Home Run Derby, it dazzled. We had Shohei Ohtani going up against Juan Soto in the first round. Also going up in the first round, it was Salvador Perez against Pete Alonso. We had Matt Olson going up against Trey Mancini. And we had Joey Gallo going up against Trevor Story. And we had a great final between Pete Alonso going up against Trey Mancini. Of course, Pete would repeat as champion. But I want to start off with Shohei for a moment. He lost in the first round to Juan Soto. Did you expect more out of him in this home run derby?
I expected a little bit more, but he came out really nervous. And His pitcher wasn't really, you know, throwing him in the zone where he gets hot at and where he can crush it. So I don't really blame him a whole lot for his start. I mean, he was really nervous. He had a lot of pressure on him. The entire baseball world is watching you at that point. So there's a lot of pressure in the home run derby. So it didn't shock me that he got off to a slow start, but it was still spectacular. The show that him and Juan Soto put on in that first round was nothing short of spectacular. And so I think he lived up to the hype. I think the show was epic, and the Home Run Derby as a whole was really, really good.
It was really good. And again, man, Ohtani, all eyes were on him, man. And definitely media from Japan and all over the world wanted to witness him being in his first home run derby, something unprecedented. He was the first two-way player to participate in a home run derby, of course, playing designated hitter and pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels. So again, Soto beat Ohtani in the first round with 31 home runs to 28. And then Pete Alonso and Salvador Perez had a good first-round matchup. Alonso would beat Perez, 35 home runs to 28. Then we had Trey Mancini and Matt Olson had a close one where Mancini went in 24 to 23. And in the last round, I mean, the last derby of the first round, it was Trevor Story beating Joey Gallo in a close one. And then in the semifinals, we had Pete Alonso beat Juan Soto by one home run, and Trey Mancini beat Trevor Story by one home run. And in the final, Pete Alonso would go square off against Trey Mancini. Pete Alonso would win 23-22. So Pete Alonso, National League Rookie of the Year, an emerging star with the New York Mets. Just give me your thoughts on Pete's performance in the home run derby.
Pete Alonso is the type of guy that was built for the home run derby. Absolute power. Like, when you think of Pete Alonso, you think back to his rookie year where he clubbed over 50 home runs. I mean, that's not something that is easy to do in any stretch, especially as a rookie when you're just coming up and you're learning how to hit major league pitching. And he did that in his rookie year. So, and then we saw him in the derby in 2019. He has the swing and he has the power built for a home run derby. And if he chose to participate in the next three or four home run derbies, I think he'd be the favorite in each one of them, because that's just the kind of player he is. He's all power. So it doesn't shock me that he repeats as champion here. He's a great young player, and the Mets really have a potential superstar moving forward, and he's just getting started. So the ceiling is very high for Pete Alonso, and I'm excited to see what he does in the future.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Pete Alonso, you said it best, Dave. I mean, he's someone that's just built for it. His stature, and he is a power hitter on top of a power hitter. I want to stay with Pete just for a moment. When you look at his style, are there any resemblances, in your opinion, to maybe somebody like a Jeff Bagwell or maybe like a Pudge Rodriguez?
I wouldn't comp him to either one of those guys. My comp to Pete Alonso would probably be more towards Mark McGwire. Like, just a ton of just raw power. he can hit a ton of home runs in a short period of time. Not really an average guy. You could strike him out if you know you had the pitches and located well. He is susceptible to the strikeout, but he gets on base as well. So I would say more like Mark McGwire in his swing and how that his swing is all power.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought about Big Mac on that one, but okay. So Pete Alonso was the winner of the 2021 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. And we had an exciting all-star game, Dave, between, of course, American League and the National League. And the starting pitchers for the American League was Shohei Ohtani from the Angels. And for the National League was Max Scherzer from the Washington Nationals. Now, The MVP, there were a lot of great moments in this game, but I think for me, clearly the MVP of this game was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He shined bright in this game. He hit a home run for the American League. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Vlad in this year's All-Star game.
I mean, Vlad, he put on the show. There's no other way to put it. I mean, that's why he was donned the All-Star Game MVP, was because he hit a mammoth home run, and the game really didn't have a lot of home run power in it, but Vladdy provided that and provided a huge spark for the American League that they kind of established their momentum early in the game, and they rode that momentum all the way to the end and to the win. So Vladdy is just a superstar in the making. I think if you don't consider him a superstar now, you will next year, because this guy is just unbelievable. Him and Shohei have been putting on a show in the American League all season, and on that note, Shohei Ohtani, man, like, he started the All-Star game as the pitcher, he led off the game as the DH, and oh, don't forget, he participated in the Home Run Derby the night before. Like, talk about a crazy weekend for Shohei. Unreal, just the history that was made in Coors Field. But shout out to Vladdy for the All-Star game MVP, but definitely huge ups to Shohei for just the ability and the want to take all of that on and put on a good show while doing it.
Big ups to Vladdy for winning the MVP. And as you said, it was a long weekend for Mr. Shohei Ohtani, Dave. And you put it best. It was a busy weekend. Home Run Derby and being the team starting pitcher for the American League and the designated hitter. What a 2 days for him in Denver. I want to stay with the All-Star game. The last time I had you on, we were going over the All-Star rosters. You mentioned Mike Zunino, catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, more of a defensive-style catcher. Well, he hit a home run in this year's All-Star game. Give me your thoughts on Mike coming up big for the American League.
Mike Zunino is one of those guys. You know exactly what you're going to get from him. He's more of a defensive catcher than he is and known for his bat, but he's got a lot of thunder in his bat. So we've seen him come up time and time again with big home runs for Tampa, and he came up in the All-Star game and hit a big home run for the American League. So it doesn't shock me that he went deep. He would be one of the guys that I would almost bet on to go deep in a situation like that. He's got a lot of power, and when he runs into one, it goes really far, and that's exactly what we saw in the All-Star game.
Wendy's Dave's single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists and government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to 65532.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, some other moments I wanted to mention in the All-Star game. Of course, the All-Star game, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, has always been very light and always playful and a lot of fun. One moment that happened towards the end of the game when Liam Hendricks was working on getting a save for the American League. Of course, he plays for the Chicago White Sox. We heard some very colorful language on the broadcast, and I don't know what Joe Buck and John Smoltz were thinking about up in the press box. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Liam's quote-unquote colorful language during the broadcast towards the end.
So, one, I don't have a problem with his colorful language, because that you need to have that kind of mindset as a closer. You need to be a little bit on a little bit crazy to be a closer in Major League Baseball. You got to have that edge. So, I don't mind his language. Number two, if I was part of the broadcast team, I would never mic up the closer, because the closers tend to be a little off color and tend to get a little jacked over big moments. So I wouldn't mic them up personally, but I have no problem with it. I don't think he should apologize for anything in regards to it, because he was just being himself out on the mound. It's more of a mistake on the broadcast team to even mic him up in the first place.
All right. Well, speaking of that, you brought up an interesting point right there, Dave. I know Fox has been doing this tradition for quite a while now, miking up the players during the All-Star game, talking to them in outfield and things of that nature. Do you like the idea of what Fox has done for a while and miking up the players, giving you an insight of what's going on the field and in the dugout for an All-Star game?
I absolutely love the idea. I just would never mic up an actual closer. Like, anybody else, you can mic up an outfielder and chat with the outfielder. You can mic up a first baseman. I know Freddie Freeman was mic'd up too in that game and was pretty entertaining himself. I would mic up anybody else except the closer. That's the only person I would not even try to put a microphone on, because you never know what's going to come out of those guys' mouth.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists and government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to 65532.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do, because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists and government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to 65532. Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists and government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to 65532.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
What do you know about Dr. Dutch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dutch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists and government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999. Or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999 or text RIGHT to 65532.
Listen to some good old-fashioned country. And when you do, cook up the best sausage in the country. Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Naturally hardwood smoked and crafted with just the right blend of spices. Perfect for lunch, dinner, or even right now. Eckrich. You do you.
Hey, Randy. What you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It's something about closing pitches that are interesting, whether it be Liam Hendricks or whether it be, I guess, Kenley Jansen or anybody like that. You want to be very careful about that. So there were some other moments from the All-Star game. I'm looking at the statistics right here from the American League. Of course, we talked about Vladdy winning the MVP, but also Xander Bogaerts had an RBI, followed by Marcus Semien, and Mike Zunino hit a home run. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those guys providing some offense for the American League.
I mean, this game is loaded with talent. So when the talent comes through, it doesn't shock you. I mean, Xander Bogaerts has been doing that all year for Boston. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, these guys are in this game for a reason. They're in this spot because they've done this all season long. So when they step up in the actual All-Star game and drive in runs and create offense and make spectacular plays, it doesn't shock you. It's what they do. It's why they are there. They're there because they've been doing it all season. So Xander coming through doesn't shock me at all. He's been doing it all season for Boston.
Now, the National League didn't win this game, but the only bright spot that they had was JT Realmuto hitting a home run representing the Philadelphia Phillies. Just kind of give me your thoughts on JT providing that spark for the National League.
JT, I think, is one of the more talented catchers. Like, when you combine defense and offense, JT is almost in a league of his own as far as that is concerned. There's very few guys that combine the defensive ability plus the offensive ability that you see from JT Realmuto. He has the ability to, you know, hit 30 home runs in a season. If he played every day, he'd probably drive in 100 RBIs and bat over 300, all while providing you with great defense and managing your pitching rotation. So JT's a unique individual in that fact where he does it on both sides of the plate and is very good at both things. So the fact that he goes yard in that game, again, those guys are there for a reason. They've been doing it all season. JT is in that group of guys who's just been doing it all season. So it doesn't shock me at all that these guys come up clutch when they need to.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists in government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to 65532. Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists in government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to 65532. Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure you've noticed everything's getting more expensive with all of this out-of-control money printing and spending by socialists in government. I'm concerned about the dollar. If the federal government continues this way, the dollar could free fall or even lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. That's why there's never been a more important time to consider gold and silver to protect yourself and your family. American Hartford Gold is the only company I'm happy to put my name behind. It takes a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and you'll get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Please call 866-349-8999, or you can text RIGHT RIGHT to 65532. Again, 866-349-8999, or text RIGHT to to 65532.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
All right, rightfully so. And then another moment that really caught my eye during the All-Star game was during the pregame introductions, the tribute to the great Hank Aaron, who passed away earlier in the year. And what a fitting tribute that was to him. It would have been interesting if the game would have been in Atlanta, but of course, due to political issues, was not, and it was moved to Denver. But what a great tribute it was to Hank Aaron when that some of the players had brought his wife, Billy, onto the field. What a great tribute that was. What did you take away from the Hank Aaron tribute?
I mean, they were honoring Hank Aaron even in the Home Run Derby. Every single player there was wearing number 44. So it just shows you what Hank Aaron did for the game of baseball. Like, he was an unreal talent, one of the best players of all time. It has numerous records. Some may be broken or have been broken, but even though they have been broken, it doesn't take away the legacy of Hank Aaron and the great player that he was, and what he did not only for baseball in that time period, but for African Americans in that time period where, you know, they weren't really well represented in the game of baseball, but he brought them along in that fact and was one of the best players while doing it. And it really showed young African-Americans at that time that they can play baseball too. And you see it now. We have a lot of African-American stars in the game. And I think it's all tribute to Hank Aaron and Jackie Robinson and those players that, you know, came before these guys and paved the way. And so it was a fitting tribute all All-Star weekend long. They were honoring a guy who, he was well-deserved to have the type of honoring that they gave him, the legacy that he has. It was awesome to watch. And I think MLB and the All-Star game and the people who put it on did a very good job of honoring Hank Aaron.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do.
Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Absolutely, and rest in peace to Hammer and Hank, Hank Aaron, and just like you said, Dave, just being a pioneer. Well, there weren't many black players at that time when he first got into the league, but him along with Jackie Robinson definitely paved the way. And again, kudos to Major League Baseball with that great Hank Aaron tribute. Speaking of more moments, were there any other moments that caught your eye during the All-Star game, Dave?
Not really. I mean, it was pretty much what I expected. You know, the guys that. There was an interesting moment now that I think about it. For the American League, Jared Walsh of the Angels never played a game in the outfield, but comes up with a really clutch, amazing defensive play. He's never played a game in the outfield ever in his professional career up until the All-Star game. And then when he gets put out in left field, somehow the ball finds him, but he goes and he makes a great sliding play. That really stuck out to me too. But other than that, that was about it.
All right, and then as I mentioned earlier at the beginning, that the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was held at Coors Field in downtown Denver, and the attendance was 49,184, and that's not bad considering the current circumstances they're in with COVID and protocols and things of that nature, because Coors Field, the capacity for baseball is 50,144, so basically I would say Denver and Coors Field, they really achieved their goal of basically getting fans into the stands. They definitely made a substantial amount of money for that. Dave, do you have any more details about if they broke even at Coors Field or how much money was made off of the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby in Denver?
I don't really usually dig into the financial numbers. I'm not really that kind of guy. I'm more about the statistical numbers in the game itself. So I haven't done any research as far as the money made or anything like that. But I'm sure, you know, anytime you bring in, you know, that kind of excitement and that kind of energy to and you're the only show in town for that kind of gig, I mean, you're going to draw a lot of attention not only to your stadium but to the businesses and things around your stadium. So I'm sure that, you know, the city of Denver and the Rockies organization as a whole and you know, the Coors Field people, they all made a significant amount of money that they wouldn't have made had the All-Star game not been in Denver. So I think everybody's doing okay after the All-Star game.
All right, fair enough. And again, I know this is kind of a dicey topic, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to do this. So Denver hosted this year's All-Star game. Next year's All-Star game is going to be in Los Angeles. There's no city yet for 2023. Will Atlanta host the All-Star game in 2023, or that's a little bit too early?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's tough to say. I don't know if MLB will give Atlanta another chance to host the game, or is the political climate still going to be, you know, a little in regards to that to that issue. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm not sure that the game will go to Atlanta in 2023, but it remains to be seen. I'm not sure yet.
All right, fair enough. And I know there's been some pretty lighthearted moments throughout the All-Star game. It's been some great All-Star games. And tell me, how does the 2021 game rank in your favorites, in your top 10 or top 5?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, unfortunately, the All-Star game, usually All-Star games are not very memorable in the grand scheme of things. For each season that goes by, you tend to remember the postseason and crucial games in September that mean a lot towards the division race. I can't think of any All-Star game off the top of my head that really sticks out in my mind, even though I've watched every single All-Star game as long as I can remember. Not one, you know, pops out in my mind as being like, you know, greater than any other one. So I don't really have an answer for this. You know, I tend to remember more, you know, September baseball and postseason baseball more than I remember the All-Star game.
I agree. I get you on that one. I'll bring up a lighthearted moment I remember clearly from the All-Star game. It was like in the early 90s when John Kruk from the Philadelphia Phillies was at bat and Randy Johnson was pitching for the Seattle Mariners. And, you know, he tried to hit him on accident, tried to hit him with a pitch. And John Kruk wound up putting his batting helmet, swung his batting helmet backwards. And that was one of those lighthearted moments from the All-Star game. But, yeah, it seems as though the Major League Baseball All-Star game has really more lighthearted moments than really a good game, so to speak. But, again, that's Dave Bartley. He's the host of the View from the Bleachers podcast. And, Dave, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Again, tell everybody what's going on and what's the premise of View from the Bleachers.
View from the Bleachers is just an all-baseball podcast. We dive into everything MLB. This last episode that we just put out, we were talking about the trade deadline that's approaching, guys that may be on the move, and where we think guys may end up, what teams are buying, what teams are selling. It was a very interesting conversation that we had. So that's out wherever you get your podcasts, you can find View from the Bleachers there. If you want to get in contact with us, you can follow us on all social media platforms at VFBpod or email the show at VFBpod@gmail.com. And you can find me on Instagram at JuiceBoxBartley.
Awesome. And again, one more time, Dave, tell everybody where can they listen to the View from the Bleachers podcast, and again, where they can find you on social media and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. All you got to do is search View from the Bleachers and you'll find us there. And then again, on the social media, you can follow us at VFBpod on all platforms.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Dave Bartley. He's the co-host of the View from the Bleachers podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things baseball. Anything and everything you want to know about the diamond and bullpen and the dugout, everything else in between, they've got you covered. Dave, thank you so much, man, for being on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, I can't wait, man. We'll talk again in September when the playoff races heat up.
No doubt. You got that, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
I want to see these guys.
This is going to be special right now. This is what a lot of people waited for.
So he's on the board, but he's a minute in with one.
Wow.
He calls timeout.
When I called timeout, I was like, oh, don't give me anything. I'm going to throw up. Take it easy.
Thank you. Keep that. Mike?
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani just apparently got words of wisdom from his Angel teammate, Mike Trout.
Oh! Oh! Come on!
He's got himself right back in this competition.
Yes, he has.
Right back in it.
Bro, it's a moonshot every time.
Six wins it, and now it's five that will win it. Another massive shot from Alonso. Four to win it. Like a countdown. Three to win it. Two to win it. He's not missing. One more to win it as Alonso comes out of a timeout and walks it off. What a finish. Alonso defends his title. The 2021 Derby champion put the belt on again. What a show!
Ken Griffey Jr. giving him the trophy, but Pete Alonso,
he made that look easy.
Wow!
Healthy and happy.
Yeah! Goodbye! Wow! Guerrero Jr. has doubled the lead.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. Once again, a big special thank you to Dave Bartley, the co-host of the View from the Bleachers podcast, giving us a great recap on the 2021 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby and All-Star Game. Until next month, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've listened to Extra Base Hit. So long, everybody.